So let's hear our tip. This is a good one. We have been deteriorating, according to Dr. Liam.
Well, we all do, on one way or another. But this one is about our bones. And your peak bone-building years are from when you're a teenager until your early 30s. And so during those times is when we should be eating high-calcium foods, taking good supplements that have calcium, doing weight-bearing exercises. I mean, all these kind of things are so important for our bone health. And smoking and drinking and all those kind of things actually will decrease bone density at that age. So during those years, if you don't have good strong bones, then you're even more set up to get osteoporosis or osteopenia.
Well, let's just talk about that then. We're sort of over the hill. I mean, we can't. What do we do now? Because I don't know that I was very good at that. Up till my early 30s, I didn't drink milk, and that was too fattening, you know, all the things.
I drank milk, and I ate ice cream. Well, I felt ice cream was very important.
That was good. That's
for
true.
Our bones.
So what do we do now?
At this point, it's maintaining what you have, and you can build some bone.
Okay.
You know, not a significant amount, but you can build or at least maintain bone with vitamin D. Of course, I always talk about vitamin D and calcium, because vitamin D increases your calcium in your blood. So it kind of keeps it up there and keeps it in your bones.
That's good to know.
Weight-bearing exercise, of course, walking. Walking is going to be so good for the bones of the hips and the legs. And those are the main ones that are holding our calcium, is our hip and leg bones. The other bones in our bodies are smaller, and, of course, they don't always develop, especially like the ribs and some of the backbones don't develop osteoporosis first. It's usually some of the bigger bones you'll see losses in. So when a DEXA scan is done, or what's also called a bone scan, that's where they look at is lower back, hip, and top of the leg, or the femur. So during these years, we need to exercise, and we need to take our supplements to at least maintain what we have and maybe increase it by a couple percentages.
Well, that's a really good idea.
During the years of 15 to 30 or after?
No, you're too late. Done, I told you.
That's
over the hill.
You're a couple years after that.
So I don't have to exercise anymore? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I'm trying to hear this properly. You see,
no, and you have to exercise
helps.
More now.
Actually, keeping your thyroid in balance also helps with bone.
There we go, health. Dr. Leah. That was a good one. Slice.
Mm-hmm. Zip zap. Zip zap.
I have to say this weight bearing, we hear this every day from different doctors that we've had on the show, how important this, and a lot of women are afraid that weight bearing exercises will build muscle. And you know what we've discovered is you can go into your kitchen and grab two cans of vegetables or soup or whatever, which are like a pound a piece or whatever, and do some exercises. You don't have to run to the gym, and you can also use your body by doing push-ups.
Exactly.
And which are weight bearing. Exactly. All the things. So people can do this right in the comfort of their own home and not have it be this big thing. They have these rubber bands now too that you can use.
Right, resistance training.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Any type of strain that you put on your muscle puts a strain on the bone. And that's the reason for doing weights.
Right.
And muscle building is because it stresses the bone in a good way. When I say stress, I don't mean it as a negative thing. But it stresses the bone and keeps it strong. So, yeah, push-ups, sit-ups, squats, all those kind of things can be easily done at home. And those core muscles, especially your stomach muscles, are going to keep your back strong. And it's just so important, and it's so easy to do. It's just making it a routine.
Well, especially you only have to do it two or three times a week, so it's not like an everyday occurrence. And if you do it, it will help. And as we get older, we don't want to be walking with the bent over. You know, mm-hmm. You see those older people,
right.
And they're walking and they're bent over because they haven't, their bones are starting to curve.
They have osteoporosis.
Yeah,
usually
right.
That's just, a sign.
Right.
You know, and you guys can do push-ups right there in the studio. I know.
We've done them together.
No, wait a minute.
Here she goes. Oh, thank you, Dr. Leah. Here she goes.
Wait a minute. I have to get ready. Okay, here we go.
One, two. Come on, Pam. Penny. Talk. In and out.
Come on, Pam.
Well, she's jumping. In and out.
We'll just pretend
what
she
is
didn't
going on?
Say
I
that.
Have my tramp
Here
shoes
she goes
on. What
again.
Do you expect? You know, we never know
she
what
goes
comes
again.
Through the mouth with these shoes. But I'm going go to go to
do a whole show on this.
On my tramp shoes or
no,
your,
on
your in and outs?
On the exercise, I actually have to tell you, I've been watching my in and outs and how to do them better. So I'm getting much more proficient with my weight exercise. So I've been doing it. I've been a good girl.
Good.
I've been doing it lately.
What has Michelle been doing?
I don't know.
My foot hurts. But Seattle Reflexology, I'm going to see them and they're going to fix me all up.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
So, this is a very good tip. So thank you, Dr. Leah. We want to let everyone know, of course, they can go to chatwithwomen.com and click on Dr. Leah's picture, and all of her tips, close to 3 years of tips, are on our website. And there's so much information. If you're just wanting, if you have an issue, you're not feeling well, you can go read one of these tips and learn something. And of course, you can call Dr. Leah and go in and get yourself checked, blood workup, just to see where you stand in all of this. So, Dr. Leah, go ahead and give out your information.
Thank you. I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
Thank you, Dr. Leah.
All right, thanks. Have a great day.